Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirituality. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, welcome. Oh, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for the round of applause. Thank you. You're listening to Reality Spirituality, and I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. If this is your first time listening to Reality Spirituality, you're probably asking, what is Reality Spirituality? And I'm glad you asked, because Reality Spirituality is a term that I use to describe our everyday life experiences and the link to spirituality. Reality Spirituality dissects our everyday life experiences down to the least common denominators to reveal why we're not as happy as we could be. Now, today's show is going to be very special. I'm going to get right into the content. No more long introductions. No, thank you. But before I go on, I want to invite you to be a part of the show, whether it's giving a challenge, whether it's challenging me or offering your opinion or sharing what's going through, what you are going through in your life. You can call in to speak to me live at 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. I'm really excited about today's show because my whole reason for this show is to share with you what I've learned, what I've experienced the hard way most of the time, and to share with you tools and strategies so that you can live happily ever after. Happily ever after is possible. But before we get to happily ever after, we've got to figure out what is stopping us? What is keeping us stuck? What is making our lips poke out? What is pissing us off? Because all of those things subtract from our happiness. There are countless obstacles to happiness, but today we're going to focus on seven major ones, seven obstacles that I experience every single day of my life. Now, I want to let you know that I evolved into this person who I am now, and quite frankly, tomorrow I'm going to be different. So don't think that I didn't do all of the things that I've been talking about, or I preach about, or I discuss. Believe me. In fact, I will even say I've done all of these things, these obstacles, for decades. Decades. That's a long time. And when I practice a habit or a behavior or an attitude or thoughts for decades, it might take a while just to take. But let me say this. Let me start with the obstacles. And before I do, I want you to grab a paper and a pen or a pencil or a crayon or a marker. And I want you to kind of think about, I want to include you in this discussion today, because what do you think is a happiness blocker? What do you think? I want you to list, three things that you think are happiness blockers. And if you list three things that are happiness blockers, what is the solution? Because when there is a problem, I recognize it, and my first thing to do is find a solution. So all of these obstacles that I'm going to share with you today that are happiness blockers, I've got the solution for all of them. I'm not going to give you a problem without a solution. And again, feel free to call in 646-564-9619. Seven major obstacles to happiness, and there are more. I'm just going to list them right now. Okay. Living unconsciously, and I'm going to go back and explain each one. Living unconsciously. Being offended. Blaming, complaining, negativity. That's all in one. Let me throw in anger too. Your opinion doesn't count. What? Your opinion doesn't count. Taking anything personally. Anything. Now let's go and let's talk about living unconsciously. First of all, what the heck does that mean? Well, there is a difference between living consciously and unconsciously. And let me just be honest, I've lived most of my life unconsciously. In fact, in my humble opinion, 98% of the population do so as well. 98% of the population live unconsciously. And I'm not making a judgment, I'm just making an observation. When you live unconsciously, you are dependent on events outside of yourself, people, family, stock market, economy, the state of the world, politics, a good golf game, a bad haircut, an inconsiderate driver. You are depending on these events to make you happy or to affect your happiness. I'll even throw in the weather. When you're unconscious, when you live unconsciously, then the weather can put you in a bad mood. Oh, it's cold. I'm depressed. I don't like this weather. Well, I'm not really saying that not to have preferences, because quite frankly, I love the cold weather in the summer. Oh gosh, I just feel so hot. But to focus on it, to actually allow the weather to depress you, is your choice. Now, when your circumstances don't line up the way you think they should be, you're not happy. You're ticked off, you're pissed off, you're irritated, you're aggravated, you're grumpy, you're moody, you have a short fuse. I think you get my point. But the key is when you live consciously and mindful of the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is living and knowing that this universe is a universe of embracing. This universe is a universe of support. When you trust, unshakably trust in the universe, you feel that your life is unfolding exactly the way that it should be. There's a really, really enlightened person that I love. His name is Stuart Mooney Jr. And he just posted this yesterday. He says, things are going right even when things are going wrong. And that's really important. Now, it's up to you to label each event or each circumstance that happens to you. You put the label on it. Not society, not your husband, not your boyfriend, not your girlfriend, not your coworkers or your neighbors or the stock. You select the label that you're going to put on whatever is happening to you. You get to select. I think that's exciting, and it's also very powerful. So living consciously means consciously being aware of what you are labeling the events that happen to you throughout the day. The next obstacle is being offended. And this is one of my favorites. I want to let you know that you can call in with your suggestions or your comments or your statements, 646-564-9619. And you know our shows are a half hour now. So I really want to give you all of the content, all of the meat. Being offended. I love this. Oh, I forgot about living consciously versus unconsciously. Now, I forgot to tell you the solution. How can you start living more consciously? When I'm outside of my home, like when I travel to visit my son in New York, it's so easy for me to stay conscious because everything is new. And everything is, I mean, if I'm in a hotel, everything is new. My routine is different. Everything is different. So I find that start practicing living consciously and start off really, really small. Start off with 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or even 1 minute a day. But make sure that you are conscious of what you say, of how you're feeling, of what you're doing, and just be conscious. It's a habit that you have to, well, you don't have to do anything, but it's a habit that you can practice to encourage even more conscious living. I mean, Michael Jordan didn't become one of the greatest basketball players overnight. And living consciously, we're not going to be able to do this overnight. And that's okay. But when you're living consciously, another practice is take a different route when you're driving home. Part your hair a different way. Just do something different, because when we're doing the same thing, when we're in a routine, then it's easier for us to be unconscious because we are just operating based on habit. So practice changing something in your everyday life. Write with your right hand if you're left-handed. Write with your left hand if you're right-handed. Do it for a minute, just so you get into the habit of being conscious of, and being more mindful of what's going on. Because, quite frankly, newness wears off. And so that's why we get into this habit of doing the same things. Okay, next. Being offended. Oh, my goodness. How many people are offended over anything? I'm going to share a story with you. But first of all, did you know that being offended, you have to learn? That's a learned behavior. You have to learn to be offended. I mean, take, for instance, a young child in his playpen. Somebody walks into the room. He's playing with his toys. He's having a great time. And do you think that if an adult came up to him and said, gee, you sure are lazy and you sure are overweight for a baby and golly, your clothes don't match, they're not offended. We have to learn to be offended. And if you learn to be offended, then you can unlearn being offended. I was on the bus this week, and there was a gentleman that I've seen for months, but this is our first time speaking. And he's actually a sheriff, a Los Angeles sheriff. And he asked me my name, and we exchanged our introductions. And I was listening to my phone. I was listening to music. And he asked me, what are you listening to? Now, being conscious, I made a conscious decision to tell him, because I could have said anything. But my conscious decision was to tell him the truth, which is, and I also preface it with, you're not going to believe it, but I'm listening to gangster rap. What? Gangster rap. And he was really shocked and taken aback. And I said, well, I don't listen to all of it. My favorite is Lil Wayne. Now, for anybody that knows Lil Wayne, that guy's out there. And and he looked at me and he says, well, aren't you offended? Aren't you offended by what he talks about and his language and his talking about women? And I said, oh, yeah, I realize that he does all of that. He raps about women and drugs and prison and politics. And basically, what he's doing is he's telling a story in his language. And his language happens to be filled with a lot of four-letter words. And so he asked me why I wasn't offended. And I said, because I don't take anything personally. How can I be offended by what Lil Wayne says? Because these are his experiences, whether he makes them up or not. This is his. He is sharing his experience, and he's writing a song. Why am I going to be offended by what someone else is writing or singing about? And quite frankly, he's just being honest. That's what I think. He's being honest about his life, his experiences, and I really am attracted by honesty. Now, if Lil Wayne conformed to what the masses want him to say or speak about or sing about, I think conformity kills creativity. And so when I listen to him, I appreciate his lyrics. He's very, very intelligent. I appreciate what he has to say. I'm interested in his stories. And how he tells his stories does not affect me personally, unless I choose to take it personally. So So being offended is a choice. And when you are offended, do you think that you can be offended and happy at the same time? I can't. So I have to say that I've evolved into this person, and it's really crazy because I used to be offended if somebody looked at me and said, gee, Becky, you look tired today. Oh, that would ruin a day for me. But no, I'm not offended by what anybody says to me, about me, because what's more important than everything and anything is my happiness. How do you get to a point where nothing offends you? Nothing is personal. It really isn't. One of the ways I got to this point, and I'm going to give you a quick example. I'm going to ask a question. What does the humpback man want more than anything else in his life? Not hunchback. Hump. H-U-M-P. What does the humpback man want more than anything else in the world? What's your answer? Yeah, a lot of people say to get rid of his hump. But guess what? That's not it. What the humpback man wants more than anything else in the world is to give you his hump. So when these people say things to quote unquote offend, guess what? They're the ones that feel bad. They're the ones that are unhappy. They're the ones that are having a mood or a fit. So why would you jump in with them and say, hey, you got a hump for me? I mean, why? That's how I look at it. If you are really conscious this week, throughout your day, check out the people that are angry. They really want you to be angry with them. Check out the people that are sad. They really don't feel too good if they're sad and you're not and you're up here skipping. No, they want you to feel just like they're feeling. And you know what I say to that? No, thank you. Thank you, but no, thank you. So that's the solution. Oh, my goodness. There's so much. So taking anything personally is huge. It's time to stop thinking and believing that you, my dear listener, have the power to offend anyone, to make anyone angry, to make anyone sad, to hurt anyone's feelings. You don't have that power. Nobody has that power over me unless you give them that power. It's all about choices. So, our happiness is our responsibility. Let's get back to the list. Where did I leave off? You know what? We are going to take a quick 1 minute break. Oh, look at, we only have 5 minutes left. No, I'm not going to take a break. I'm going to make a decision. Let me just sip on some water. Remember, this show, part two is tomorrow. And part two, I want you to share with me what you think your three things are obstacles to happiness. And if you can list them, can you come up with a solution? And if you can't come up with a solution, give me a call. I'll come up with a solution for you. Believe me, 646-564-9619. Another obstacle, this is a good one too, is this is fun and funny. Having an opinion. That's right. Actually, I should change that. Instead of saying having an opinion, sharing your opinion. Sharing your opinion, 98% of the time, is an obstacle to happiness. Why? I'm glad you asked. Because quite frankly, people don't want to hear your opinion unless you agree with them. Because what's going to happen, and this is about living consciously, what's going to happen is they give you their opinion, you have your opinion, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and now you do this dance. You don't agree, they don't agree, and now you're stuck. And do you think going back and forth with somebody about their opinion adds to your happiness? See, unless somebody is paying me to give my opinion, or unless somebody asks me, you know what I say? This is so easy. This is the easiest solution. Oh my gosh. And you know what? You're going to make a lot of friends. Well, let me scratch that, because that's not the reason why I do it. Let me scratch that. Please strike that statement. But this is one reason. Oh no, this is what, these are some of the words that I say if I'm listening to someone. I don't agree with their politics. And I look at them and I say, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I get it. Yeah, you're right. This is a favorite one. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see your point. See, that's all you have to say. I understand your point. I see your point. Yeah, you're right. And seriously, unless you're in a presidential debate, why? Why would you even go back and forth with someone? I stopped doing that. Oh, believe me, I used to live being right about everything. Oh, my opinions were the only opinion that anyone could have. Believe me. But after a while, I spent a lot of time arguing, and I spent a lot of time going back and forth. And you know what? Guess what? These people don't change their minds. They don't change your mind because of something that I said. They change their mind when they're ready to. They change their mind, or they never change their mind. Let me say this. Tomorrow, we're going to finish up this list. And I want to ask you a favor, my dear listeners. Share with as many people as you can about reality spirituality. Let's put reality spirituality on the map. I want to thank you for listening today. And listen tomorrow at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to part two of the 7 Obstacles to Happiness. Bring your notepad and call in and share with me your own obstacles. And remember, this is your life, and you're the only one that's living it. Don't think it's time to create. Don't you think it's time to create how you want to live? Living happily ever after is possible. You're listening to Rebecca Norrington, Reality Spirituality. Until tomorrow.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's the newest.